Monday, December 7th, 2020. O God, open our lips.
And our mouth shall proclaim your praise.
From the rising of the sun to its setting,
we praise your name, O God.
By word and water, God renews us this day in the living fountain of God's grace and raises us with Christ Jesus to live a new life in the Spirit.
Satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love, O God, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days.
Our morning hymn, O come, Emmanuel.
The darkness of this earth dispel.
Bring light and justice here below.
That we in paths of righteousness may go.
Rejoice, rejoice.
Emmanuel shall come to earth. Let love dispel all fear.
The Holy One be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. We give you hearty thanks for the rest of the past night and for the gift of a new day, with its opportunities of pleasing you. Grant that we may so pass its hours in the perfect freedom of your service, that at eventide we may again give thanks unto you. Amen. Amen.
Hear, O Lord, when I cry aloud, be gracious to me and answer me. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evildoers assail me to devour my flesh, my adversaries and foes, they shall stumble and fall. Though an enemy encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war rise up against me, yet I will be confident. One thing I asked of the Lord, that will I seek after, to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For he will hide me in his shelter in the day of trouble. He will conceal me under the cover of his tent. He will set me high on a rock. Now my head is lifted up above my enemies all around me. And I will offer in his tent sacrifices with shouts of joy. I will sing and make melody to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry aloud. Be gracious to me and answer me. Come, my heart says, seek his face. Your face, Lord, do I seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger, you who have been my help. Do not cast me off. Do not forsake me, O God of my salvation. If my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will take me up. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me on a level path because of my enemies. Do not give me up to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me, and they are breathing out violence. I believe I shall see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord, be strong, and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. Glory to you, O Trinity, most holy and blessed, one God, now and forever. Amen. Hear, O Lord, when I cry aloud. Be gracious to me and answer me.
Our word this morning comes from the book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 37 through 42. Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and to the other apostles, "Brothers, what should we do?" Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, so that your sins may be forgiven, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you, for your children, and for all who are far away, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to him." And he testified with many other arguments and exhorted them, saying, "Save yourselves from this corrupt generation." So those who welcomed his message were baptized, and that day about 3,000 persons were added. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
Canticle of Zechariah. We bless you, Adonai, God of Israel, for you come to visit us and ransom us from bondage. You have brought forth a strong deliverer in the house of your child David. This is what the holy prophets announced: deliverance from enemies and from the hand of all who hate us. Mercy among our ancestors, and remembrance of your holy covenant. This is the promise you swore to our ancestor Abraham, to make us unafraid, to rescue us from our enemies, to serve before you, holy and just, all the days of our lives. And this, my little child, shall be called prophet of the Most High, going before you, Adonai, to prepare your paths, making your people know deliverance by the forgiveness of their sins. Through your merciful compassions, God, our God, the dawn from on high shall visit us, to shine on those kept in dungeons and the shadows of death, and to guide our feet onto the path of peace. Glory to you, O Trinity, most holy and blessed, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen. Commemoration, Ambrose of Milan. Ambrose was known as an outstanding preacher and author. He is perhaps best known for his converting influence upon Augustine, whom Ambrose baptized in Easter Day 387. His writings on the mysteries and on the sacraments provide invaluable insights into how Christians in Milan thought about the meaning and practice of Christian initiation and the sacraments. Ambrose demonstrated his commitment to a life of discipleship by giving away much of his wealth to the poor. He fearlessly defended the Nicene Christians of Milan against the personal whims of the emperors and empresses of his time. Colic, Ambrose of Milan. Gracious God, our shepherd, we thank you for raising up Ambrose of Milan as bishop in your church. Remembering his faithfulness and care, fill all shepherds of your church with truth in doctrine, fidelity in word and sacrament, and boldness and vision in leading the people. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
The Holy One be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray.
For health of body and soul. For those we have lifted up today, may God the Father bless you, God the Son heal you. God the Holy Spirit give you strength. May God, the Holy, undivided Trinity, guard your body, save your soul, and bring you safely to his heavenly country, where he lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen.
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 A Pearl Harbor Day Prayer. O God of our fathers, we guard in our hearts today the sacred memory of those who gave their lives on that day which will live in infamy. Bless us, O Lord, as we humble ourselves in thy presence to remember our shipmates and friends who served our country so valiantly. Let us not disgrace those who still lie in the quiet places through our indifference or forgetfulness. We also give thanks for those who survived the attack on our country and who went on with their lives in a way that portrayed honor to a watching world. They carried on with life even as they bore deep within them the haunting memories of what they had witnessed, heard, and felt. Bless them with continued grace and mercy from your holy hand. Guide us and direct us in all we do. Let us live to bring glory and honor to thee. This we pray in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Prayers for conservation of natural resources. Almighty God, in giving us dominion over things on earth, you made us fellow workers in your creation. Give us wisdom and reverence so to use the resources of nature that no one may suffer from our abuse of them, and that generations yet to come may continue to praise you for your bounty. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Prayer for those who suffer for the sake of conscience. O God, our Father, whose Son forgave his enemies while he was suffering shame and death, strengthen those who suffer for the sake of conscience. When they are accused, save them from speaking in hate. When they are rejected, save them from bitterness. When they are imprisoned, save them from despair. And to us, your servants, give grace to respect their witness and to discern the truth, that our society may be cleansed and strengthened. This we ask for the sake of Jesus Christ, our merciful and righteous judge. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Colic of the week. Merciful God, who sent your messengers, the prophets, to preach repentance and prepare the way for our salvation, give us grace to heed their warnings and forsake our sins, that we may greet with joy the coming of Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Lord God, almighty and everlasting Father, you have brought us in safety to this new day. Preserve us with your mighty power, that we may not fall into sin, nor be overcome by adversity. And in all we do, direct us to the fulfilling of your purpose. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. May the road rise to meet you. May the winds be always at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face. May the rains fall soft upon your fields. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of his hand. Amen.
Amen. Amen.